Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply plant the seed. Plant the seed. There are many things that get a lot of credit in our society as being magnificent and wonderful. You can see mountains and you can see beautiful rivers and the Grand Canyon, the Great Wall of China, some things made by man, some things made by nature, but one of the most powerful and yet underrated elements of wonder on the planet is a seed. Do you remember that you and I came from a seed? That at one point we were microscopic. Nobody could even see us with the naked eye. But yet look at us today. And it all started with a seed. Planting a seed, my friends and neighbors, is one of the most powerful things that we could do. A small acorn that weighs less than an ounce becomes an oak tree that's 25, 30 feet tall and lives for 100 years. And in business, my friends and neighbors, planting the seed has the same impact. When we communicate and articulate the vision and mission of our company, the goals that we want to accomplish and achieve, we've planted a seed. And properly educating those around you on the power of planting the seed is the way that we win. The SEED acronym is our four-step process for achieving greatness in business. A four-step process that may seem subtle, may fly under the radar, but yet if practiced on a regular basis, will produce magnificent results. That first S reminds us, my friends, the S reminds us of the importance of speaking. Yes, my friends, our words are powerful. Have you ever been down and been uplifted by the words somebody spoke? Have you ever been up and been demotivated by the words somebody spoke? Yes, my friends and neighbors, when we speak, that's a seed. And every day we should speak to somebody new about what we do. By communicating it regularly, we're putting things in people's minds so that when they need something, great things can happen. Yeah, I always say that when you're speaking, follow these five key points when you're talking about business. First, speak sincerely. Mean what you say when you promote your company and say what you mean. Then speak practically. Relate to the common man. Use words that everyone can understand and relate to. Then speak enthusiastically. If you're excited, others will be excited as well. Then speak abundantly. Talk about the powerful possibilities. You see, seeds are small but produce big things. It's okay to talk big. It's okay to think big. And people are attracted to the big thinkers and the big talkers. And if there's something special about your business, you should speak abundantly. Then speak knowledgeably. Know the ins and outs of your products and service. Understand your audience, your uniqueness, what makes you and your product so special and so advanced. Then the E in our SEED acronym reminds us of the importance of expectation. One of the greatest seeds we possess is our expectation. This is essentially what we believe. You see, expectation governs our attitude. Have you ever seen a kid on their birthday that was expecting a surprise party? That child had a phenomenal attitude all day long, happy and eager and anticipating. There was nothing you could do to make that child upset. Now think of a child who was not expecting anything on their birthday, who thought it was just going to be another day. See, that child may be depressed and defeated and demotivated. Our expectation governs our attitude. Our expectation also governs our confidence. You see, teams that expect to win have a different swag than those who don't. I can tell a person who expects to win by their attitude and their confidence. You see, a seed, as small as it may be, expects to become more than a seed. Seeds are even excited when they're buried because they know they thrive in the darkness and in the dirt. You see, everybody can thrive in sunshine, but only seeds can excel in darkness. darkness and dirt. Are you like a seed, my friends? Do you still expect great things even though it may be dark all around you, dirty all around you, messy everywhere you look around? My friends, I challenge you that that's the environment where you should expect great things to happen. Yes, my friends and neighbors, a seed does well above the ground, but it does wonderfully well beneath it. I challenge you to take that example and leverage your expectation to your advantage. Expect to win. Expect to thrive. Expect to excel in every situation. The E reminds us of execution. You see, speaking is powerful, but it's even more powerful when doing is its Siamese twin. You see, what we do daily determines what we become eventually. All successful seeds follow the same pattern, and successful businessmen and women must do that as well. What are your habits? How well and how often do you present your products and services? What do you do every day that defines you? If somebody asks you for your daily schedule or to-do list, is it pretty much the same for the basic things you want to accomplish every day? Do you have an outline of when you're going to follow up and send emails and text messages and phone calls and work with the team? Yes, my friends and neighbors, these successful seeds are those that are doing this, following the same pattern. Not the seed that rolls down the street, and not the seed that's in the gutter somewhere, not the seed that's floating in the water, but the seed that's planted follows a pattern. And if you're truly planted, a pattern should evolve. Last and certainly not least, my friends, that D reminds us of development. Seeds follow a developmental cycle that we could adopt ourselves. And if we follow this developmental pattern, see, so many of us want to go from seed to oak tree overnight. Well, you don't go from seed to oak tree overnight. You don't go from acorn to oak tree at the touch of a button. This is a developmental process. Think about the developmental process of a seed. First, it's hardly noticeable and connected to the tree or the fruit. In other words, it's in the background. It's not in the front. It's behind the scenes. The second phase is it's visible, yet it's very small. You see it, but it doesn't attract you. You notice it, but it's not that much. It's visible, yet small and unconnected. It's all by itself, meaning that if it's not carefully cared for, it could go in either direction. Then it's buried and not visible at all. Then it sprouts. Then there's a blossoming. Then there's a blooming. Then there is undeniable magnificence. My friends and neighbors, we could follow these same few steps. You may not be noticeable now, and right now, who you're connected to may define you. That's okay. Hang in there and do your job right there where you are. Be who you can be right there. Do you know that Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, at one point worked for JCPenney? Yes, my friends and neighbors, he was just a regular worker and had an opportunity to be mentored by James Cash Penney. Well, at that time, nobody paid attention to Sam Walton. He was hardly noticeable and just connected to a great man. Then when he broke out on his own, he only had one store. He was visible, but very small. Then he was buried because all these other stores seemed like they gained more popularity, and he wasn't visible at all. After a while, he's beginning to sprout, then blossom, then bloom, and today there's undeniable magnificence. My friends and neighbors, you're on a journey like a seed. The most powerful element on the planet is in the palm of your hands and inside of you. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.